Ben shook his head. But before Julian could carry out the threat, he vanished. His family was found slaughtered in their home. And that's where it gets interesting. Ben looked at Selena. The Macedonian accounts say he was mortally wounded by Livius during the battle, and in incredible pain he rode home to kill his family to keep them from being taken as slaves by his enemies. Roman accounts claim Scipio sent several of his soldiers to attack Julian in the middle of the night. Supposedly they killed him with his family, then cut up his body and hid the pieces. Julian scoffed at that. Scipio was a coward and a bully. He would never have dared to attack me. So, Grace said, interrupting Julian before he could give himself away. Nice weather, eh?
Scipio was not a coward, Ben said to Julian. No one can argue his successes in Spain.
She saw hatred flash across Julian's eyes. Ben didn't seem to notice.
Young man, that ring of yours is absolutely priceless. I would love to know how someone got a hold of it. For that matter, I'd kill to know what happened to its original owner.
Grace exchanged an uncomfortable look with Selena. Julian smirked wryly at Ben.
Julian of Macedon incurred the wrath of the gods and was punished for his arrogance. That's another explanation, I suppose.
His watch alarm went off.
Damn, I have to go pick up my wife.
He got up and held his hand out to Julian.
We didn't meet properly. I'm Ben Lewis.
Julian, he said, shaking his hand.
Ben laughed, until he realized Julian wasn't joking.
Really?
Named for your Macedonian general, you might say.
Your father must have been like mine, in love with all things Greek.
His allegiance was actually to Sparta.
Ben laughed even harder. He glanced back at Selena.
Why don't you bring him to our next Socrates Club meeting? I'd love for the guys to meet him. It's not often I find someone who knows Greek history almost as well as I do.
He turned his attention back to Julian.
It's been a pleasure.
Later,
Ben said, waving to Selena.
Well,
Selena said to Julian, once Ben had vanished into the crowd.
You, my friend, have accomplished the impossible. You have just impressed one of the leading ancient Greek scholars in this country.
Julian didn't seem to care, but Grace did.
Lainey, do you think it's possible that Julian could be a professor once he breaks the curse? I was thinking he'd...
Don't, Grace,
Julian said, interrupting her.
Don't what? You're gonna need something...
I'm not staying here.
The cold, emotionless gaze was the same one he had worn the first night she'd conjured him, and it sliced through her.
What do you mean?
Grace asked. He averted his gaze.
Athena has offered me a way to return home. Once the curse is broken, she'll send me back to Macedonia.
Grace struggled to breathe.
I see,
she said, even though inside she was dying.
You'll just use my body, then leave.
Her throat constricted.
At least I won't need Selena to drive me home afterward.
Julian flinched as if she'd slapped him.
What do you want from me, Grace? Why would you want me to stay here?
She didn't know the answer to that. All she knew was that she didn't want him to leave. She wanted him to stay. But not if he didn't want to.
You know what?
She said, growing angry at the thought of his leaving her.
I don't want you to stay here. In fact, why don't you go home with Selena for a few days?
She looked at Selena.
Would you mind?